When was it there? After we welcome the donkey.
Munanga tuli wano.
We are right here.
Mbarashize era ndogoyize.
There is horses and his donkeys.
Okasinzire mufu okwogera gye muli.
Face within us to speak with you. Right now is remove him.
Yatiso kwalirira akarogoyi.
At least to welcome a donkey.
Namukwali mwazewo burungi kapiti.
It's very threatening to do that.
Naye atuddeko wakulu nata yene.
But the one sitting on the donkey, you never welcome him.
Yatubako.
It happened on us.
When we
were in the Jews. But we shall never do that.
We
shall always welcome the one sitting on the donkey. And after we'll come down.
There is
the possibility of bringing the one sitting on it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I will greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we love you all. The ministry is the new generation with the full knowledge of God. It's national ministry. We say it starts from the heavens and on earth. Even the angels are up there hearing the word. All creation move on to hear this message. And it says that is it. Yes, it's worthy to repent the Lord Jesus. And we have spoken on it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Because
there's a gospel which has been on.
And
angels have nowhere to profit out of it.
And
the creations don't profit out of it. If it's the heaven
coming,
that all been profit out of it.
It's
gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth.
It's international ministry.
It's called the international ministry. Or the university national ministry.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We do fulfill the call of our nation. Our nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Bring the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
We
use these 40 minutes of ours and we optimally use them.
Yes, we was going.
Praise Jesus so much. Thank God who's at us this moment. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. We shall remain ministering. Until we've committed his words to you, the faithful people. We'll be able to spread them out. We shall ask the rest of the Lord.
To
cause us to rest that we do
receive.
Begin to recap as you ministering.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To stand
for some time, which God measured,
and
till we finished and committed them to you. Where we shall sit down and begin to recap. And it's exactly releasing its good. But not the time for that this moment. Let's first get be filled. Then we shall begin to speak to all the nations. We are
on
the journey of heaven right now.
We have
the Bible for 7 years. From the
2005
to 2011. The journey of heaven
and
moved to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, where we find the 10 planets, the kingdom of the stars, where we find the hell, and that's the last created heaven. When you pass through the northern door of that heaven, you enter the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. When you pass that heaven, the northern door, you enter the second heaven, where we find the four living creatures, where all spirits brought under the sun come from, and even those of the angels and of the stars. And when you pass the northern door of the second heaven, you enter the third heaven. The third heaven to be created, where we find the garden of God.
omuli entebe ya katonda
where we find the throne of God,
ugambo cha katonda,
the word of God,
kama afi Yesu,
our master Jesus,
yetuodwa bakadda bimwaba
surrounded by the 24 elders
tuka wakuru kuruate
reaching above the heavens
kuntandikwa
in the beginning
wali kuleri janese
where there is the new heavens and new earth
kichito urugendo lweguru
is what we call the journey of heaven.
Moved
through the Bible,
it means
not adding, not even subtracting from, not even twisting anything. But to fulfill Isaiah 28:9-13, it's command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little and there a little. It's to mean two commands, which were commanded by the Father, three or four. And ahead. At least two scriptures, three or four, and above. And here a little, there a little. Meaning from the Old Testament and the Old Testament.
Or
from one book in the New Testament and another. And we join to get out the main issue of everything. Like he spoke in Ecclesiastes 7, that he got wisdom when he joined the word on the word. When we began with the journey of heaven, we always studied scriptures, meaning what is there. The 7 years, it means the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the one who led this journey. Together with the groups of angels, which are 7, praise Jesus. Those are the 7 years you hear.
We've
been explaining under these words. And we finished to enter the Jerusalem city of heaven, which is in the first created heaven. After you pass this heaven of ours,
where
there are even our planets, and even where there is the stars, this heaven is circular. When you pass through its northern door,
you
reach the first created heaven, where there is the seat of God.
We've seen much
in the seat of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints.
But
where we've reached, we've been moving on to see the judgment. The judgment and the lake of fire.
It begins
from the altar of God, which is the golden altar in the midst of the city, Jerusalem of heaven. We've seen much. We last saw the robes of the saints in their body and how they will be tested. And the ones who are not righteous and the ones who are the righteous.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Today
we're going to move on to see. Before we reach to see how the sinners are going to be brought from this world to be brought for judgment,
we
are going to see judgment is going to be carried out based on what?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
going to be carried out based on what? It's where you're going to know. Why is the mercy seat on top of the Ark of the Covenant? And why the laws are above the altar?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why are they on the top of the lake of fire?
Amateka,
the laws, they overcome.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Singoga kwata,
if you hold them, you can overcome. But we fail on them. And grace came to overcome the laws, which we call the mercy seat. And it sent the blood and the altar.
So
if in the law no one got right,
yes,
praise Jesus. Now by grace, the laws were brought,
that we may be
saved from hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when we failed on them, grace once again stood and overcame and sent the blood on the altar. By the blood of Jesus, we held the laws again by the grace and we overcame. It means what?
Everyone
who calls the blood of the Lamb of God to pull at the altar is to pay for that. But there's nothing to do else. era akuziimuula the one who scorns it omusaayi guno the blood aba takyasonyiyibwa is no more forgiven abavodde omwoyo omutukuvu He's insulted the spirit of grace who sits on the mercy seat. Praise Jesus. We're going to begin like this. We're going to begin with the book of James. How the spirit wrote through James. And he moved on to explain to us. James chapter 2 from verse 10.
Yakobo esula eyokubiri olunyiriri olwekumi. Kubanga omuntu yenna bw'aba akwata amateeka gonna naye n'asobyamu limu ng'azizza omusango gwa gonna. Kubanga oyo eyayogera nti toyendanga ate yayogera nti tottanga. Kale bw'otoyenda naye notta ng'ofuuse mwonoonyi w'amateeka. Mwogerenga era mukolenga bwe mutyo ng'abagenda okusalirwa omusango n'amateeka ag'eddembe.
Owulidde bulungi ekijja okubaawo.
You hear what is going to happen?
Bwe twogera.
When we speak.
Ebyatuwa amateeka ag'obutuukirivu.
What was given to us in the laws of righteousness.
Bwe twawulirako bwe twatusoma essanduuko y'amateeka.
We heard when we studied the ark of the covenant.
Bwe twawulira amateeka ag'obutuukirivu.
We heard the laws of righteousness.
Tugawula ku tteeka ly'ekibi.
Which separate from the law of sin.
Amateeka ag'obutuukirivu.
The laws of righteousness.
Ego tobbanga toyenda.
They are one, don't murder, don't steal, don't kill.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga amateeka ga ddembe.
For the laws are of freedom.
Gatubuulirira.
Speak to us. They convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And on judgment, they are right there. That's why when we study judgment, they come back.
Kakati amateeka gajja kuba gwogera kino.
Now the laws will be speaking this.
Watulemererwa mu katundu akaso.
You failed on us in the first portion.
Kisana kuyamba.
And grace helped you.
Nateekayo omusayi ku kyoto kubanga kyakugwanira okuzikirira.
Put the blood on the altar for it was required of you to get destroyed.
Olw'okulemererwa ffe amateeka.
For failing on us the laws.
Naye bw'ateekayo omusayi gwa Yesu.
When he puts the blood of Jesus.
N'owonyezebwa ennyanja y'omuliro.
And you got saved from the lake of fire.
Kale olw'okukkiriza.
Now by faith.
Olyoke onyweza amateeka.
That you may hold those laws.
Naye n'oyinza okulemererwa.
But you failed on that.
N'odda mu kugamba amateeka gaavaawo.
And you began to say that the laws are no more applicable.
Naye muno tugenda gasangayo ku musango.
You're going to find them on judgment.
Bwe gaba gaakubeerawo.
If they are to be there.
Kitugwanidde okukwata amateeka.
It's required of us to obey the laws.
Atuyamba y'ono.
The one who helps us is this one.
Yakobo esule eyokubiri olunyiriri lwa 13.
James 2 verse 13.
Kubanga omusango tegubaako kusaasirwa eri atasaasirwa.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Bw'oba ogaanye okusaasirwa.
If you refuse mercy.
Kisa ekimu entebe y'ekisa ekigibeezeza waggulu w'amateeka.
Must sit right upon the law, above the law.
Okusaasira.
That they may have mercy upon you.
Era mu kusaasirwa okwo.
And in that mercy.
Mwe yaleetera amateeka asobole otulabula.
Why you brought the laws to warn us.
Bwe twalemerwa amateeka.
When we failed on the laws.
N'ateekayo omusayi gwa Yesu.
He put the blood of Jesus.
Tuddeyo tukwate amateeka.
That we get back to hold on the laws.
Tulyoke olunno tulabe nga tukkiriza okusaasirwa.
Then we shall see that we have accepted
mercy.
When we shall reach the problem which will be. All will be explained. And you scorn the mercy and you never accepted it. Now grace will take away that mercy. And you will be judged without mercy.
James 2:13. Okusaasira kujaguliza ku musango. Kigasa kitya baganda bange. Omuntu bw'ayogera ng'alina okukkiriza naye n'ataba na bikolwa okukkiriza okwo tekuyinza okumulokola.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ekisa.
Grace.
Entebe y'ekisa.
The mercy seat.
Ejaguliza ku musango.
It stand on the judgment.
Naye nga tumanyi omusango gujja olw'okumenya ebiragiro n'amateeka.
Judgment comes for breaking the laws and commandments.
Nga bwe twasooka okusoma.
Like we first studied.
Nti ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Bwe kiba kiva mu kamwa ke.
When it comes from his mouth.
Kiba kigambo.
It's a word.
Oba byo bigambo bya Katonda.
But they are words of God.
Bwe bituuka gye tuli.
When they reach to us.
Ne bifuuka. Bwe biba bijja gye tuli.
When they are coming to us.
Ne bifuuka ekiragiro.
And they become a commandment.
Gamba gundi akole bw'ati.
Tell this to do this and that.
Kiba kiragiro.
It's a command.
Bwe kituuka gye tuli.
Reaches to us.
Liba teeka.
It is a law.
Oteekeddwa okukola bw'otyo.
You must do this.
Kigambo teeka.
The word law.
Kitegeeza ekintu ekikuteekateeka olwenge. Olw'embeera enaddako.
Something preparing you for the next situation.
etteeka lyerimu bw'ogaana okutuukiza
byekikola ati
nga gufuuka
omusango
ligamba
ntobbangwenobba
ogwo gwe musango
kaakati
eyatuyamba
bwe
twali tulemereddwa
yikisa
atula mu ntebe y'ekisa
omwoyo mutukuvu
kyovula ku nnaku lw'omusango tagenda kubaamu kuwolereza bantu mukama waffe yagenda
otuulamu
olwo olyoko omukisa ajja kuba
tabirimu
yagezaako tunnyonnyola
twalokoka lwa kisa
kusinira ku efeso esula
ey'okubiri
twali tumaze okulemererwa
nekisa mwennyini
yeyakwata omwana n'amuleeta mu
lubuto
kati singa tulemererwa
kisa
omusango guba gulina
otusinga
ebintu bino bigazimu omusajja bw'agamba nti twalokoka lwa
kisa
kumbe atugamba
nti
mwoyo mutukuvu ate
yeyakikola
omwoyo w'ekisa yeyatuviirako obulokozi
bwa
era yakwata omwana
n'amuleeta
mu lubuto
lwa Mary
ng'alina
okutufiirira
aga abantu bali baalemererwa amateeka
tulina
okukola okubayamba
kankutwale
ku nsi
ofune
omubiri obafiriire
oleete
omusayi okuteekayo ku kyoto wali
abasobola
okuwona
ne
baddamu ne bakwata
amateeka
ne babeera abalamu kyenvudde nkugamba era ku musanga amateeka ge gagenda
otutulamula
yesu
yebazi
naye okusobola okwangula amateeka
gano
oteekeddwa okuba nga okkiriza omusaayi gwa
yesu
ogwateekebwayo wansi ku kyoto
okukutaasa
kubanga ffe amateeka gaali gatulemye
okukwata era
bayibuli yegamba mu mateeka tewali n'omu
yatuuka
yesu
yebazi
naye olw'ekisa tuddamu
okulokoka
olw'omusaayi gwa
yesu
kale njagala okitegeera
ekigambo
ekyo ekiri mu yakobo essuula eno ey'okubiri
onyula
ekkumi n'essatu abatuddiremuko
yakobo essuula ey'okubiri olunyiriri olw'ekkumi
n'essatu
kubanga omusango tegubaako kusaasirwa eri atasaasira okusaasira kujaguliza ku musango
owulidde bulungi
okusaasira
kuli
kwe
kubeera waggulu w'omusango oguva mu
mateeka
yesu yeebaza era bwe tumala okukkiriza okusaasirwa
kuli
tuweebwa ddala eddembe ly'okubeera
abalamu
kubanga kusaasira mwennyini eyaleeta
amateeka
wawulira mbalumi essula
ey'omunaani
ti amateeka geeg'omwoyo okuva ku
lw'omusanvu
amateeka ga mwoyo yagaleeta
mwennyini
naye olw'okuba nti
yagaleeta
agali waggulu ye yatusabira kituyita
ekisa
kyateekayo waneeno omusaayi gwa
yesu ne
tunaazibwako ebibi
awo
nno
and then
ne tusaasirwa
we are given mercy
tusobole okukwata amateeka
may hold on laws
yesu
yebazibu
awo kye bava batugamba
nti
omukulu ono kisa yatuyamba nnyo okulokolebwa
newankubadde
ffe bulijjo bino ebyandikwa
tusomatwalokka
lwakisa naye nga tebijja mu
kutegeera
watulowooza ekisa kwe kubeera awo
n'okola
otyo oba si bwe kyali katonda teyekakkanya bukakkanya okutulokoke
wabula
ekisa mwennyini waali era alina emirimu
gyeyakola
yesu yeebazibu katugendeko mu befeso essuula
yakubiri
befeso essuula ey'okubiri atulabe olunyiri luno olw'okuna befeso bbiri nnya naye katonda kubanga kwe naye kubanga ye mugagga w'ekisa befeso essuula ey'okubiri olunyiriri olw'okuna naye katonda kubanga ye mugagga w'ekisa olw'okwagala
is rich in mercy.
Ani mugagga ani omuntu oyo
is that person
ye mugagga wakundi
is the rich of the other
ye boss
is the boss.
You know we pray in
Psalms
50.
Have mercy upon us in your great
grace.
Grace remains there. Now the rich.
Why not look at Mugambi Mugaga?
Who was rich and said rich?
So you have
forgive these poor people.
He
is the grace. He's the rich on grace and mercy. I can say he's the head. Ephesians 2:4.
Naye Katonda, kubanga ye mugagga w'ekisa, olw'okwagala kwe okungi, kwe yatwagala ffe, era ffe bwe twali nga tufiiridde mu byonoono byaffe, yatufuula abalamu awamu ne Kristo. Mwalokoka lwa kisa.
N'atunnyonnyola n'agamba nti singa si kisonga.
If it wasn't grace,
we
wouldn't have gotten saved.
Kubanga ffe amateeka gaali gatulemye
we had failed on the laws we were given.
And
we are going in the lake of fire.
The
Holy Spirit will sit in the master seat. And he caught the son, brought him on earth.
And
made a lot of intercessions as he prepared. Passed through prophets giving us messages. He is going to come on earth. He is coming. His grace did a great work. We wouldn't have gotten saved. For we had failed on the laws.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
got saved by grace. Read that scripture. Go back, look at the master's seat.
No
one was sitting within it. Who was sitting
in
it? But he left it to come seek for us. That is the spirit of grace. When they say we got saved by grace, he's not the one who saved us. If he never performed his part, we wouldn't have gotten saved. Even if this comes on earth, if the Spirit is not revealed into us, we can never get saved. And grace is the one who helps us. That's why they say that grace triumphs over the laws. It triumphs over judgment. Now all of you who rejected laws,
yet
grace had mass upon us. The laws above the lake of fire, that you may get saved. And we failed on them.
But
God failed at the same time.
He
said, let me do something else. I pray God accept, give me the son, take him to the world. That he gets from the world.
We'll
bring the blood to the altar.
That
they will be saved for their faith in the laws, they have to go to the lake of fire. If you put the blood of your son down there,
they
are going to hold the laws again, and judgment will be taken off them. All this is when we are starting with the judgment, and even how judgment will be carried out. It's going to be based on grace. How we trouble the spirit on earth.
Anytime
we trouble him and he's taken away, it's judgment and be destroyed. Remember him in Genesis 6. When we contended with the spirit of grace, and the father took him away, and he destroyed all the generation. When he passed through the floods. Even this is the lake of fire. After he takes him away, he sent the son to see the carry out judgment.
And
then you have understood it. Why on judgment Jesus is the one going to sit in the master seat? The spirit is not going to be there to speak on behalf of any person.
For
he was given you a long time. He's been with us and we were contending with him. But what is beyond that? Let's prepare on Sunday. May God bless you.